Whatever meditation you do, if it does not lead you back to the four foundations of mindfulness, the four noble truths and the noble eightfold path, then it is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha.
This is very good advice. So the noble eightfold path are the noble qualities of enlightened being. So if you don't cultivate that, you don't have the embodiment. I don't know what type of enlightenment is it. That's why the Buddha's definition of an Arya is different. Arya is a noble one, very noble in all aspects of life and understanding. That's why noble eightfold path, you look at it, is everything, the eight path factor, all very noble. And within the eight path factor, you have all this noble understanding, right view. Then to communicate, to live life, to act and to speak and communicate, you have to arrive thought. You have to deliver speech, communication, email. So that's why they have right thought, right speech, right action. Then you have to live your life, also right livelihood, right living. Then they are very diligent, very noble, yes. They apply the four right effort to constantly purify your thought process. Abandon, prevent the unwholesome thought from arising, then cultivate the wholesome thought or right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood that you have not developed. Then after that, the final right effort is to refine upon it and to perfect it. All those wholesome quality that you have start to cultivate or develop. Then after that is meditative. The sati must be the right one, not the one that people believe is sati. Then the right samadhi. Also not a conditioned state, not focusing, not concentrating. It's just the free mind having this stability. It will not waver. It is collected. That's why it can live life. It can see things as they are. That's why you can develop wisdom and understanding when your mindfulness stabilizes and becomes samadhi. Okay?